Okay, thank you, and welcome to the July 1st regular City Council meeting of the Mesa City Council. I would like to acknowledge that both Council Members Finter and Glover are not present but are excused from this meeting. We will begin the meeting with an invocation offered by Pastor Tony Frazee from the Gateway Bible Church. Following the invocation, we will invite Joshua Phillips from Troop Number 995 to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. So please stand and remain standing for the pledge.
O you, God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and we ask your blessings and your help, God, for our nation. And we lift up this city council meeting. We ask you to lead and guide. We ask you to watch over our policemen and women, our first responders. Favor our city. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, and indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor Frazee, and thank you, Joshua, for getting us off to a good start. The first item on our agenda is item number one, the appointment of Jim Smith as city attorney, effective July 24th, and approval of his employment contract. Jim, would you step forward, please? Jim is well known to us at the city. He has been serving as a deputy city attorney for several years and went through a rigorous interview and evaluation process. And I got to tell you, speaking on behalf of the city council, we felt like we were very fortunate to have a person of Jim's caliber available to take on this very important position in our community. So, Jim, congratulations. If you'd like to share with us how wildly excited you are to have this job, we'd be happy to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor and Council. It truly is an honor to be selected as the next city attorney, and I look forward to working for you and with all the city departments. And it's also a privilege to be the leader of this city attorney's office. It has an amazing prosecutor's office, has an exceptional civil office, and I want to take a moment and just say thank you to the current city attorney, Debbie Spinner, for all her work for the city, and for the city attorney's office, and specifically for her mentoring of me. Thank you very much. And thank you. If I could just introduce my family.
Please.
This is my wife, Carla, and this is my three boys, Nate, Nick, and Noah. So, thank you.
Thank you. Jim, if you don't mind, we'd love to take a photograph just to note this historical event.
Mayor, first we need a motion and a vote.
Okay, I guess I was. Well,
She talks back.
Maybe we should take the photo before in case things don't go well. You'll still be able to have a
so moved.
Record. Okay, it's been moved and seconded.
Oh, there you go.
I think we're doing this electronically as well. Mr. Kavanaugh made the motion, actually, and Mr. Luna seconded, although I think everyone was excited to make the motion. Council, please cast your vote. The vote is unanimous, with Mr. Glover and Mr. Finter being excused. Thank you and congratulations, Jim. If it's all right, we'd love to join you out in at the podium for a photograph, and we'd love to have your family join us for that if they're willing. Thank you. Thank you. We really are very fortunate to have Mr. Smith. We are used to working with him, and he has served us very well. Next item on our agenda is the consent agenda. We'd welcome Mr. Kevin Christopher to come forward to read the consent agenda. Mr. Christopher.
Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items will be listed with an asterisk and will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or a citizen request, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 3, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 4A, act on liquor license application for Ultimate Imaginations, one-day charitable event, Friday, September September 4th on Main Street between Center and Robeson and McDonald between Pepper and First Avenue. Item 4B, act on liquor license application for Ultimate Imaginations, one-day charitable event Friday, October 2nd on Main Street between Center and Robeson and McDonald between Pepper and First Avenue. Item 4C, act on liquor license application for Ultimate Imaginations, one-day charitable event Friday, November 6th on Main Street between Center and Robeson and McDonald between Pepper and First Avenue. Item 4D, act on liquor license application for Ultimate Imaginations, one-day charitable event Friday, December 4th on Main Street between Center and Robeson and McDonald between Pepper and First Avenue. Item 4E, act on liquor license application for Hermes Market 2, 1931 West University Drive. Item 4F, act on liquor license application for Mata's Grill and Cantina, 1157 North Ellsworth Road. Item 5A, act on contract for insured cash sweep services as requested by the Financial Services Department. Item 5B, act on one-year renewal of term contract for offender monitoring services for municipal court. Item 5C, act on contract to purchase an additional light-duty truck with service body for the Facilities Maintenance Department. This purchase is funded by the Capital General Fund. Item 5D, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for fence, gate, and safety rail repair installation for the Transportation Department. Item 5E, act on one-year renewal of term contract for heavy equipment rental for the Transportation Department. Item 5F, act on contract to purchase a replacement light-duty high-cube box truck for the Water Resources Department. This purchase is funded by the Utility Replacement Extension and Renewal Fund. Item 5G, act on three-year term contract for repaired, rebuilt recycle pumps and new replacement recycle pumps and mixers for the Water Resources Department. Item 5A, check on three-year term contract for deep well and well pump maintenance and repair for the Water Resources Department. Item 6A, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with Maricopa County establishing a Maricopa Workforce Connections Youth Center, or Genesis Center. There is no cost to the city for this program and minimal impact to library staff and facilities. Item 6B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with San Juan County, New Mexico, to allow the county to use Mesa's agreement for helicopter engine parts repair and overhaul services with Aero Maritime America Incorporated, a Mesa business at Falcon Field. Item 6C, act on resolution levying the amount to be raised by a secondary property tax and the rate upon each $100 of assessed valuation of property subject to taxation within the city of Mesa for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2016. Item 7A, act on resolution declaring that certain documents filed with the city clerk and entitled City of Mesa Personnel Rules dated August 7th, 2015 to be a public record and providing availability of the documents for public use and inspection. Item 7B, act on introduction of ordinance repealing the existing personnel rules applicable to City of Mesa employees and adopting new personnel rules. Item 8A, introduction of ordinance regarding Z15-015, 2305 North Harris Drive, located north of McKelvis Road and west of Gilbert Road, a rezone and site plan review to allow development of a single resident subdivision. Item 9A, act on ordinance repealing in its entirety Title I Administrative, Chapter 29 Deputy City Manager of the Mesa City Code for administrative purposes. And item 10A, act on subdivision plat Monticello, the 8600 block of East Brown Road, located west of Ellsworth Road on the south side of Brown Road. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. I'd entertain a motion. It's already been made. Mr. Cavanaugh made the motion. Mr. Luna seconded it. Please cast your vote on the consent agenda. Thank you. The vote is unanimous with Mr. Glover and Mr. Finter excused. The next item on our agenda is item number 11, items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, I have one card. Are there any other speakers that have requested?
No additional.
Okay. Thank you. I do have a request to speak from Ms. Karen Givert. I apologize if I've mispronounced your name, Karen. Please come forward. We'd invite you to the microphone. If you would, please, please state your name and address for the record, and you have 3 minutes to speak. Welcome.
Okay, thank you. My name is Karen Givert. I live at 5415 East McKillops Road here in Mesa, and I'm just here just to make a request for maybe a future agenda item. It's in regards to the Mesa opinion survey, if this could be open for discussion on an agenda. And that's all. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Karen. I'm sure unfortunately we can't respond directly during the court because it's not on our agenda, but staff and council, I'm sure, will respond to your request after the meeting. All right. Next item on our agenda, council, is a motion to adjourn. Is there a motion to do so? Thank you. Is there a second? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we are adjourned.